There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 44 of the tabernacle, the significance of the ark. David Levi wrote, "The ark is one of the clearest types of Jesus Christ presented in the Bible." Our text today is from Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 through 10, and also verse 22. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. There I will meet with you. And from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel." Yesterday, we highlighted the essential placement of the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. Today, we continue our study of the incredible significance of the Ark of God. When you study the book of Exodus, you notice that God tells Moses what to build for the tabernacle in chapters 25 through 28 and also chapter 30. Then Moses tells us what was made in chapters 36 through 40 in nearly the same words God used to describe what to build. These scriptures reveal that the Ark of the Covenant was the first instruction given for the entire tabernacle. J.V. Fesco makes the following comments on this truth. "It is interesting that the instructions for the construction of the tabernacle begin not with the actual tabernacle itself, but with the Ark of the Covenant. This is most likely so because the ark represented the supreme symbol of God's presence in Israel's midst after the Exodus." Stephen Fusen provides additional support for the importance of the Ark of the Covenant. "The golden ark signifies the seat of divine revelation and authority. The Ark of the Covenant, the heart of God dwelling in man, is the chief and most precious of all temple treasures." The Ark of the Covenant shows the significance of meeting with God. Nothing is more important than our time spent in His presence. What makes our relationship with God personal is the privilege of having one-on-one time with God. Growing in our relationship with Him does not depend on ornate furnishings or elaborate buildings. Maturity in our walk with God is directly proportional to the quantity and quality of our time spent with Him. The nation of Israel may have been wandering in the wilderness, but it was never far from God's presence. Just as the people of Israel saw the glory cloud lead them through the wilderness, they witnessed the glory of the Lord surrounding His tabernacle. When God came down to meet with His people at the Ark of the Covenant, His glory filled the Holy of Holies. So the Ark of the Covenant not only represents God's presence, but also symbolizes the glory of Jesus. David Levi explains, "The Ark and the Holy of Holies symbolized the Lord's glory in 2 ways. First, as the Ark dwelt among mankind, so Christ was manifested to mankind during His earthly pilgrimage. Second, as the Ark represented the throne of God, where He manifested His glory, so Christ is seated at the right hand of God in all of His glory." You can see Ephesians 1, verses 19 through 23. Just as the ark was positioned in the Holy of Holies for God to make Himself known, God sent His Son to the earth as Emmanuel, God with us, so that we could know Him. As the Ark of the Covenant was a throne upon which God reigned, Jesus is now seated on a throne at the Father's right hand in heaven. The Ark of the Covenant reveals God's presence and glory. When we meet with God, we encounter His glory. When we encounter His glory, He transforms our lives. When our lives are transformed, His glory shines through. The significance of the Ark of the Covenant points to the essential nature of our time spent in God's presence, surrounded by His glory. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you see the Ark of the Covenant as a picture of God's presence and His glory? Practicing the Presence of God is a book written by Brother Lawrence. Consider these words by Brother Lawrence, and how do they challenge you today? Let us occupy ourselves entirely in knowing God. The more we know Him, the more we will desire to know Him. And finally, how does the following scripture connect to today's discussion? From 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.